This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Greetings. Our scripture today comes from Philippians, the second chapter, the first through the eighth verses, and it reads, "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord of one mind. Do nothing of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, and even death on a cross." If I had to title this sermon today, it would be "The Mind of Christ." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your continuous, everlasting love. We thank you for your mercy, your peace, and giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father, for our waking, our early rising, and we thank you for carrying us through our days. We thank you for just everything, Father God, that you continue to do in our lives. We thank you for sustaining the families. We thank you for, most importantly, sustaining our young people. We ask you, Lord, to not only continue to sustain them, but, Lord, endow them with the wisdom and revelation directly from you. Give them every single thing that they need, Father, to continue to propel them forward. We also ask you, Father God, to continue to bless the Christian community, those that are Christ-like, those that are followers of Christ. We ask you, Lord, to not only bless them, but endow and encourage them with the wisdom from on high. Allow your Spirit, Father, to lead us in every single way. Continue, Lord, that continue in our lives, in the leading of our lives, in a manner that we're so engulfed or so intertwined in you that we don't know where we end and you begin. Continue, Father God, to just work in, on, and through us so that we may be more of what you desire. Bless our church family. Continue to strengthen them and guide them. And most importantly, dear God, we pray for each and every individual that comes in contact with this podcast. We ask that they will receive the fullness of what you're doing here today, that they will be encouraged and they will come into right relationship with Jesus Christ based off of you thinking through my mind and you speaking through my vocal cords. And not only that, Father, we just pray that when they are saved, dear God, that they will go out and do the work in which you've assigned for each and every one. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And it's in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The mind of Christ. What I found over the past few weeks is that the encouragement in Christ has led to a frame of thinking that is similar to that of Christ. So encouragement in Christ not only leads to the mind of Christ, but it also causes us not to be selfish. Ask yourself, What is the mind of Christ? When I asked myself that, there were several things that came up. You know, one was what are the Christian duties of Christ? Two, not being selfish or ambitious or conceited. And three, understanding the point of it all in Christ Jesus. So when I started to pray and ask the Lord, what would you have for your people here? And he led me to the epistle to the church at Philippi, where this was one of Paul's favorite churches, because they weren't like a lot of the other churches, whereas while he was there, they were one person. And then when he left, they became something different. They didn't struggle with having two sides warring against each other. They, from the beginning, believed Paul. They followed Paul. And then they went ahead, and when Paul was going somewhere, they would send for him whatever he needed. The church at Philippi had this on full display. They never challenged Paul on his apostleship, nor did they challenge him on his ministry. They believed in their heart what he was teaching, and this actually led their actions. The church at Philippi was an example for every single church to come afterwards. The understanding that when Paul taught Christ, because we know that that's what the apostle taught, he taught Christ, they believed what he was teaching. And it showed in every single one of their actions. It in verse 1 and 2, Paul says, so if there is any encouragement, and I'm going to come back to that word a lot today, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy. Be like me. And then he goes on by saying, being of the same mind. When he says being of the same mind, he means being a participant in the Spirit, with the Spirit, being allowing the Holy Spirit to lead. Any affection and sympathy, being affectionate, being sympathetic to the needs of others. And then he also says, complete my joy by being of that same mind, meaning that this is my mindset. This is the mind that Christ has given me. So with Christ giving me this mindset, complete my joy by being in this exact same mind, having the same love, being in full accord of one mind. All of us being together in one mindset, which is the mind of Christ. Now, the Christian duties for the followers of Christ, Christ exemplified love. Even in in 1 Corinthians 13, we see Paul writes, love is patient, love is kind. Love remembers no wrongs. This is Christ. These are characteristics of Christ. This is what we should carry within ourselves. We should exemplify the exact same love. We should love others as Christ has loved us. That was everything. Everything that Christ embodied was that of love. And that's what we should be exemplifying as followers of Christ. This is what the church of Philippi exemplified. He followed after the Spirit of God, doing nothing of his own will. The Lord led him in every single thing. He prayed, even when those times were hectic, where we read the story in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he says, Lord, if thou wilt, take that cup from me. The anguish of knowing exactly what he was about to go through. Take this cup from me, but not my will, but your will be done. And we know the scourging, the beating, and the pain that it took to actually go through that for our sake. So when we understand that not only did Christ follow after the Spirit of God, he set aside his will. He set aside what he wanted for what God wanted. He was affectionate, sympathetic to the plight of every single man and woman he came in contact with. When he came in contact, he would also, you know, heal as they asked. He would restore, rebuild. Christ, his whole thing was to make every single person he came in contact with better after he had left. And that should be our goal. Because we go through a lot on a day-to-day basis. And we struggle because we're tired, we're frustrated, and we have the right to be. Because we're not God. But we do understand that being like God will also help us that in those times of frustration to take that second and stop and say, okay, Lord, how can I be more like you? Then he also Paul encourages us to have the same characteristics. Then he went on to say, do nothing of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourself. Let each of us look not only to our own interests, but to the interests of others. Now, I know I'm guilty of this, because some days I'm moving so fast. I know some days I have so much that I need to get done. And someone will come and I'll listen for a minute, but then I'll start thinking about what I need to accomplish before I get to leave this place. And so I don't really hear them in the manner I need to hear them. So therefore, I literally put whatever I need done in front of them. But he also ensured that we'd understand that we did not need to be self-seeking. Self-seeking meaning that whatever I need done or whatever I feel needs to be done, I'm going to take care of that first. But we should take pleasure in serving others. And when I say take pleasure in serving others, I mean that when that opportunity comes to take care of a need or to give a kind word or to give a smile. Because most of the time we think that when it says being in service of others, it means to take care of every single one of their needs. But that's not what it means. Being in service of others means being kind, being gentle, being loving, and allowing the Spirit to use you in whatever situation you may be in. It may just be a, hey, how are you doing? And allow an individual to take 2 or 3 minutes of your time to vent. And you don't even have to give a response. Or you tell them you'll pray with them, or you pray with them, or you pray about it when you keep moving on. And then we understand that it's not about me. Because it was never about him, Christ Jesus. And the reason why it wasn't about him is because he understood his mission. He understood the plan. He couldn't be selfish in teaching man, because we still don't get it to this day. So if he would have been selfish in any way, we would have never got it. But we also have to understand that it's not really about us getting it. It's about us understanding who he is and praying and asking that the Spirit leads us in every single aspect of our life. Because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit leads us to all understanding. There is nothing, there was never a book written on this earth, there was never a song that came to a man's mind, or there was never a quote that came in a man's heart that God didn't know before that man even thought it or wrote it down. So when we understand that there's nothing, absolutely nothing on this earth that the Holy Spirit does not have inside track to. So we need to be praying and asking the Spirit of God to lead us in every single one of our actions. And finally, Paul moves to the point of it all. He says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was the form of God, the same as God, he was God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in likeness, in the likeness of man. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, and even death on a cross. This is the end all be all of our faith. Jesus Christ, God himself, took the form of man, but yet he didn't see equality. There was not an inner fight with himself, because he understood this is what God has said that needs to be done. So, as God has said that it needs to be done, then I know that I am him and he is me. But because the Father said that, as the Son, I will obey. And this is what we have to grasp, is that he was in the form of God, but did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped. Didn't care that he was God. Understood that what God, the Father, the head, the creator, sustainer of all things has said is what I will do. And emptied himself. He emptied himself because he came from glory to sinful flesh. Being in this flesh, because we know Adam started the fall of man. So if we're born into sin and shaped into iniquity, as the writer of Psalms said. But he understood that though flesh meant sin, he would be tempted at all points, but he would never sin. And so we have to understand that he took on the place as a servant, being born like man, but never to fall like man. He's the ultimate example of humility. That's humble. Because as God and as man, there should have been a conflict in his own mind. The thing that we struggle with on a daily basis. See, we understand that the Spirit lives within us, but we'd rather follow after our emotions. We'd rather not be calm in situations where the other person is riled up who is not a believer. We'd rather get on their level because that's what our flesh says that we should do. We need to check them, so to speak. And so when our flesh says that we need to check them, we should check them. But that's not what Christ does. He doesn't have that inner conflict. He's humble. He understands that no weapon formed against him will ever prosper. And we have to have that same mindset. I take you back to my last couple of weeks, and I'm gonna close now. I'm getting ready. I'm done. Take you back to my last couple of weeks. Two Thursdays ago, received a text first. That my dad was going to have to be rushed to the hospital from COVID symptoms. Not only was he going to be rushed to the hospital, but when he got to the hospital, the doctors told him that if he knew anybody that prayed, then he needed to call all of them up because they all need to pray for him. His lungs were filling with water. His kidneys were shutting down. his oxygen levels were so low that his skin was changing color. When he got to the hospital, the doctor told him, well, we're going to send you to Augusta. And when they sent him to Augusta, they told him that they were going to put him on a ventilator. He told me a couple days later that when the doctor walked out, the nurse came in and the nurse said, hey, you don't have to be put on a ventilator. It's your choice. And he said she left. He says a few minutes later, a different nurse came in and said, you don't have to be put on a ventilator. It's your choice. So they load him up, and then the driver that drove him to Augusta, when he got to Augusta, told him, you don't have to be put on a ventilator. It's your choice. But on that drive, I sent him a text, and because the Lord was just imparting to me that not to believe the report of the doctors, but to believe the report of the Lord. So I sent him Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean not to your own understanding. I mean, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And I was getting ready to follow up with believe the report of the Lord. And the Lord spoke. He said, call him. So I called him. And I don't want him to talk because I know what he's going through. I said, hey, just one question. Can I pray for you? And he says, yes, please. And so I proceeded to pray. And as I proceeded to pray, the Lord told me, Isaiah 53. And I told him, I said, he was bruised for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. But by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. I said, believe the report of the Lord. That is the report of the Lord. I said, believe that report. And so he said, son, I believe that report. He says, my faith is with you. I believe that report. So, a few days later, call him back, check on him, he's sounding real good. Just yesterday, he gives me a call. And he says, yes, son. He said, they just moved me out of the ICU unit. He said, they moved me in my own room, and in a couple days, I should be home. That's what the report of the Lord is. Like the church at Philippi, when I first got the report, and Pastor knows that I don't do this, I usually just go straight into prayer. But it struck a chord in me this time. And I called him. I said, hey, Pastor, I said, I need you to pray for me. I said, I need you to pray for me because my dad is on his way to the hospital and it does not sound good. And he said, son, we're praying. And we were having our ministry initiative call that same night. And as we were having the ministry initiative call, then Pastor also told the individuals on the initiative. And I started getting text messages, and for the next few days, and we're praying with you. You know, Pastor kept calling, checking on, how's your dad doing? And I think you could hear it in my voice, because he knows I believe in the power of prayer. I go to the Lord for everything. And so I'm here to tell you that just as this scripture started, so if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort and love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy being of the same mind and having that same love. And I felt that same love from the First African Baptist Church family. I felt that those prayers that encouraged me and that helped me to pray more. So when I got to the scripture, it was only right that I shared with you all, because even though I'm on the prayer line in the morning time and I wanted to give a praise report, but I said, no, I want everyone to hear the praise report at the same time. And thank you, First African Baptist Church family and everybody else that has prayed for my dad through this situation, because he's on his way home. So, again, in closing, I know that there are others out there who needs this type of encouragement, who needs this type of family, who understands, like the church at Philippi understood, that we meet not only needs, but we are there for one another.
So anybody who needs that encouragement, who has not come into relationship with Jesus Christ, you have the opportunity to do that today. You have the opportunity to be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, or you can even type in the chat or DM us that, hey, I need prayers. And we'll be in prayer with you. Because just like the church at Philippi, that's what we're here for. We're here that now we've got a Delta variant of COVID going around, and it's just constant, you know, confusion. No one knows heads or tails of what this is and why this is still here. But you've got somebody praying with you and for you in our church family. But if you would, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to today, repeat after me. Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all that I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you for saving me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen. Now, if you said that prayer today and you know that you've been saved, we want you to write down in the chat as well. Also, reach out to us. The church number will be on one of the slides that are going through, but 912-233-6597. Call our church office, and then we will get back to you immediately and help you in this process of discipleship as well. So, also, if you want to give to First African Baptist Church, you can mail in your offering at 23 Montgomery Street or P.O. Box 544, Savannah, Georgia 31401. Tithes, you can send those in as well, or you can give on Givelify. Download the app, give, and to First African Baptist Church, the historic First African Baptist Church. And also you can download our weekly podcast from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. And also Facebook, Instagram, as well as YouTube, you can like, comment, and subscribe. So we thank you for joining us today. We thank you for God just allowing us to be here in brotherly love and understanding, just like the Philippians, that we need to have the same mind as Christ. So even as we close today, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your love. And we thank you most importantly, Lord, for your Spirit, which is indwelling in each and every one of us that has accepted you as Lord and Savior. Not only that, Lord, we pray that we would lean more on your Spirit than our own flesh, that we won't be emotional, but we'd be Spirit-led, be guided to do what it is that you have called for us to do. So, Lord, we pray for each and every individual that comes in contact with this podcast. We ask you, Lord, to keep your hands upon them, and that anyone that has discomfort in any way and has sat through this podcast with discomfort, we declare and decree their healing right now in the name of Jesus. We also ask you, Lord, to send your angels throughout the hospitals and every single bed, Lord, heal those individuals. Let them get up and walk out of those hospitals. Those that have been counted out as dead, dear God, we ask that you would restore them, revive them, and give them life. Let them be a living testimony, dear God, of who you are. And we ask you, Father God, to those COVID patients, we ask you to continue, Lord, to flush their systems and revive their systems, dear God. We ask that you restore blood pressure. We ask that you restore their breathing, that you continue to cleanse them out of this virus, any sickness, Father God, within their body. And Lord, we just thank you for the body of baptized believers, not only here at First African Baptist Church, but all over the entire world. We thank you. We ask you, Father God, to continue to bless and strengthen each and every individual in their own way so that they can go forth and do what it is that you've called for us to do. Because we know, Father God, that the ultimate measure is the sacrifice that you made on the cross for us. When you died and you were raised from the grave, Father God, we had the right to the tree of life at that point. So, Lord, we thank you and we honor you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Like, subscribe, and comment.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.